the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Wanna pop shit? I pop clips, bitch. I put my dick on your lips. Alabama split hammer slay quick that David Banner, damn array shit. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips.
Hey, it's half past 9 o'clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Lyon Jr. and Mark Davila.
And this happens to be pop clips.
Just so happens to be.
And, you know, we haven't visited with her in a couple weeks, or at least a week.
Who's that?
And that's Kimberly Ann.
Oh, yeah.
Our favorite vlogger, she says vlogger on YouTube.
Yeah, I assume she died.
Now, this moron has split her account into two for no apparent reason. I don't know. I have no idea why.
I mean, she said she did it just because she wanted to keep things separate. I don't know why. Like, she wanted to have one where she spoke and one where she sang. In case you didn't like the singing, like, listen, I don't like when she sings. I like when she talks, so I'm only going to go to this one. I know that's fucking stupid. I'd rather have, you know, everything all together.
Yeah, don't fragment your audience.
You know, make your numbers look a little bit better. But whatever.
Like, were people so annoyed by, you know,
singing again?
Yeah. So here is her talking about something. So now you want to unblock you. Now you want me to unblock you is the name of this video.
And everything. And I was her Instagram friend. And I think this is why she was mean to me. Because yesterday she decided to comment on one of my Instagram posts.
That's
saying,
the thing.
Oh, you're annoying. That's why you don't get many likes. Because you should stop posting. That's why you don't get many likes, because you're annoying.
I mean, she
I've been bullied all my life.
Man, that is her fucking war
years old.
Cry.
I'm 22 now.
Whoa. 13 is not all your life if you're 22. That's only like 10 years.
Yeah.
Nine years, actually.
Yeah, I know.
So you got another 10 years there. Or
and
whatever.
She has no concept of fucking anything, pretty much. When she says someone's mean to her, that could mean anything. Someone could have called her a fucking cunt. Someone could have just criticized her a little bit. And that's mean. They're both mean. She's being bullied regardless.
All that was that said that to me, she told me she was bullied all her life. And every time we FaceTime, she got so happy because she got to talk to me. And I wake up now. I woke up like 10 minutes ago, right?
Okay.
I looked at my DM and she says, Kim, unblock me. Why do you want me to unblock you so you can say more hate
to me?
You
know what? If I just woke up, I'm not posting to YouTube. Well, 10 minutes later.
Listen, YouTube is her life. What the fuck else is she going to do? This is it.
True. She had that job. We haven't heard anything about it, though.
Yeah, I don't know if it's still there. I mean, she probably would have mentioned.
You know what? I suffer depression. I've dealt with bullying all my life.
I suffer depression, too.
I still do, but not as much as I used to. And you just want me to unblock you? And I think she was just mean to me yesterday because I never FaceTimed her. Because every
it's
time she
strange.
Would, like, text me,
like, she FaceTime knows
me, FaceTime
on some
me.
Level
I
that she's
it.
Dumb.
I know? Wasn't trying to ignore you.
But
Caitlin.
On the other hand,
but I was
she's
busy.
Sitting there like she's so wise.
I'm not
and she's like holding
because
court
I'm always working.
And explaining
things. And I love my job and I love my coworkers and I love being there and I wish I could just work now.
Apparently
but
she's a,
tomorrow,
she still
so
has that job.
I can't wait. Yeah, I give people free samples. It's awesome. I love it there.
I gotta give people free pops.
Well, you know what it is? She's working with a bunch of, you know,
other slow
losers.
Adults.
She's probably working with people younger than her, and maybe they don't notice how dumb she is,
so
or they're dumb too.
She's like our old friend who used to give out samples.
Yeah. Yep, the demo girl.
I love my boss there too, but it sucks because she's leaving.
Oh.
And, even when you asked me to FaceTime you and I'm like, I can't because I'm with friends, you're like, well, charge your phone and everything. I had my charger with me, but there was no outlet when I would walk with my friends.
They
and
don't have portable outlets now.
FaceTime you when I'm with my friends because that's kind of, you know, rude. But one time you did ask me to FaceTime you. I tried to, but the Wi-Fi was being stupid and I was with
you
Candace
know what?
That day.
I like how she says stupid.
It's not stupid.
The Wi-Fi was being stupid.
When you wanted to FaceTime, But
if you think right I'm just now, a stupid vlogger, you got nothing coming.
Because of what you said to me.
You know, why did you make this video for everyone to see? I would just send this.
I know.
FaceTime with a stupid girl. And then,
this whole video is about one girl you're having a conversation with. Is this really necessary?
Here's her latest cover song, Barbie Girl. Remember that song from the 90s?
Yeah.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
Wanna go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
I thought this was a dude. She's wearing a wig?
Yep.
In the Barbie world, life in plastic.
It's so strange. It's I really thought this was another video, like somebody else. Because she looks like a man.
I like the cat. He's like, what the fuck is this?
Come on, Barbie. Let's go party.
I'm a Barbie girl.
Wow, this sounds like shit. Why is this? I mean, just audio-wise. I mean, normally like her singing is shitty, but like audio-wise, it sounds so horrible too. I think did it sound even worse when she did it normally? So now she puts like an effect on it to try and cover it up.
You can touch, you can play, if you say, I'm always yours.
Right.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world.
I just love that she has zero idea how bad of a singer she is.
She has zero idea of anything. She goes on about, I know I have a disability, which, you know, which is comprehension, but that, you don't know if that means you're fucking dumb? What do you think dumb means? I don't understand shit. I don't understand shit on this fucking planet. That means you're dumb.
I'm not dumb, okay? I'm just dumb.
Why do you have to make me angry?
I don't know. This next guy is getting pulled over by the police, but he's, I don't know, he might be smarter than the cop.
A second. All right, you said tinted windows, right? That's the reason why you stopped my vehicle?
Tinted windows. Or...
All right, I'll have a tint permit from the state of PennDOT. That's what I'm going to show you first. That invalidates your traffic stop, sir.
All right.
What's your second reason?
Your headlights, sir.
My headlights, what? What's wrong with my headlights?
Your headlight is out.
Oh, no, it's not. Both my headlights are on.
Put one up front to look? Well, apparently they are.
But I can still see how tape work.
Well, no, you can't. You'll see the tint permit.
Are these the two deepest voiced guys in the world?
Hey,
in the
what's up?
No,
what's up with you? What's up with you? Hey, my voice is deep.
That cop has got a deep ass voice.
Yeah. And you'll see my identification, but you won't see the vehicle registration because your traffic stop is invalidated. I'm going to turn.
No, once I see your paperwork, you don't tell me whether my stop is invalid or not.
I'm telling you right now, Officer Holloway.
Huh? Okay.
All right, here's the sir. You don't have the right to open my door.
He's
this car has video monitoring,
I'll
just
see
so you know.
Your video
okay, monitor. You don't have the right to open my door, so you're violating my constitutional right now.
Step out of here.
Sir, I don't have to step out the vehicle.
I'll see your video monitor.
For my safety and your safety, I'm going to sit in this vehicle and I'm requesting your supervisor now.
You can request a supervisor.
All right, let me give you my paperwork for the vehicle.
Shit.
Well, my tent permit.
I like a man who knows his rights.
That's number one.
Because I wish I knew.
Pennsylvania tent permit.
Cops
I don't
just go around and
right
they think they're
the
law.
Enforcement.
They just
that's
tell you to do something. You better fucking
right.
do it. I'm a cop.
Vehicle registration, I will not
like, fuck you. I know the law.
You can't put that out in the ring. If you want to hold it right here, you can hold
I'm
it right here.
I'm not stepping into your car for miles.
You don't have to, but I'm going
to
stand
I
right
need
here.
To read it.
Well, sir, I'm not passing it to you outside this vehicle. It's raining outside. I don't want my paperwork. It's not a problem. Well, then what I'll do is I can call for your supervisor.
That's totally fine.
It's not a problem. Sounds good. All right. Time is 7:25 p.m. Officer is trying to pull me out of my vehicle, Holloway. All right. Invalidated his traffic stop. Says he's stopping me for tinted windows in which this is a tent permit from the state of Pennsylvania.
That's all I
all right.
say. It's nothing.
Tent permit from the state of Pennsylvania.
Huh?
It's number one.
I'm interested,
license,
but it's like, how long is this going? And what's the end
game
here? What's going to happen?
All right.
Like, I mean, I want to know what's going to happen, but how fucking long are we going to sit here and watch this shit?
My driver's license, this is number one. All right. Fire marshal identification, that's number two.
Oh, he's a fire marshal. That's why he knows his shit.
And badge to go with it. All right.
Why did he show all this to his own camera?
And I'm requesting his supervisor.
Listen, because it's all documented in case he has to go to court. That's why.
Can you call for your supervisor, sir?
Yes, I did, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. 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 Sir.
Oh, yeah, that's accurate, too. That's who I work for, just so you know.
That's fine.
We're going to stop all this nonsense with you guys down here just stopping people and doing whatever you want.
You know what I would do? If I were king of the world, I'd just drive around and wait for cops to pull me over. That is it. Do you know who I am?
I'm not changing the world,
I'm Mark,
okay?
King of the world.
I'm professional, and we're going to change it one person at a time.
Go further along in the action.
Yeah, I know. Jesus Christ. He's still waiting? You went up ahead like 8 hours.
You know, the whole thing, though, it's cool and all, but he didn't have to do all this.
He didn't have to, but I'm glad he did. Because, you know what? Sometimes people need to be put in their fucking places. And I'm glad someone could fucking do it. Because for the most part, police officers cannot be put in their places. Because when there's not a camera on, and if he wants to, he will give you shit. He has the power. He can do whatever the fuck he wants. Can't say shit to him. So good. We record everything. Sometimes it doesn't even matter.
So what officer
recording us, they'll kick your ass.
Doing a traffic stop, pulls across the street and opens the back of their vehicle up. Alright. After I requested a supervisor. And this guy pulls across the street.
Is he pulling out a shotgun? Then I'd be worried.
Know your rights, people. Know your rights.
So that's that guy's law.
It would be hilarious if then there was a shot of him just getting, like, his head blown off by the cop. Fuck you. That'd be funny.
The cop wasn't really... I don't know. Mostly he was going to get a citation for his...
tinted
windows.
But listen...
And if he's got some permits, he shows the judge and he gets... All right, thank you.
But now I
got
to go to court?
Whatever, to go to court? It's illegal. You always say yourself that you hate speeders. It's illegal if dark tint in your car.
Not if he has that paperwork. If you showed it to the cop would just say, oh, there you go. Now you can go. I don't have to give
you
a ticket.
Who knows what that paper is? I don't know what the fuck that is.
If it's legit, I'm like, I don't know if it is or not. I never heard of that shit. I don't know any kind of tint law. I'm not a tint lawyer. I know they're out there. But fuck the police.
All right.
Moving on.
I just want to check in with our friend Safira Fashion.
I sure don't.
Who we hardly ever do anymore because she's just...
She's such a little fucking bitch.
She's such a big star now.
She's too busy.
She's going to, like, you know, premieres and she's getting her own TV
doing
show.
Doing her TED Talks
and
fashion lines
TEDx.
And all these businesses. And
this video is very cryptic. I have no idea what the fuck's going on. It's only a minute long.
Hey guys, it's me, Safira. I'm still out of town. But I wanted to do a little live show.
Is she kidnapped?
Because... There's, like, a lot of drama going on right now, and normally, like, when stuff like this happens, I don't feel the need to address it, but it's gotten way out of hand, and,
people
feel, like,
are dying.
It. Sorry, I'm, like, playing with, like, a hair clip. I feel like ignoring it now.
Or parents fighting
just makes
again?
It feel like...
Is that it? Is it hard at home?
I'm condoning it, and I don't.
What?
So...
I don't know.
Just kind of to talk about that, because, you know, nothing wrong with talking about it, gonna be on you now. The link will be in the description box down below. Keep
playing
with this. And yeah, I hope you'll come so that we can get all this straightened out because
maybe is there some kind of boyfriend troubles?
I can't stand when people like speak for me, especially if they're speaking in a way that I would never, like something I would never say.
I do.
Like
oh, I speak for all the time. Hi, I'm Safira Fashion. I'm a little bitch.
Let's get this over with because I hate when stuff like this goes down. So.
The fuck she talking about?
No idea. Don't fucking care. I'm glad if she's unhappy. I hope horrible things happen to you in your life forever.
They will, because this fucking career of hers is going nowhere, alright? Whatever.
Mark's jealous. Fuck you.
You probably are.
Of course I am. I don't care.
Speaking of vloggers, here is My Life as Eva, who has over 3 million subscribers. And this is a song she put out describing her life.
What, does she show her titties all day?
No.
She a hot chick?
I guess.
Well, there you go.
Inside my sheets with the screen lighting up my face. I got my life laid out in a visual space.
3 million people, huh?
Yep.
In the real
yeah,
world,
it's kind of a hot chick doing shit, so
weak.
Everyone wants to see.
Liner ain't so easy. My look is pretty weak.
Sorry, I'm not hot.
But here online, where I can't do anything. The water's sold in boxes, and O2L can sing.
Goals, actual goals, AF. Literally, my life is beaches every single night. Messy buns and Christmas lights. Literally, my life is skinny waist and high fashion. Riding.
So literally, her life is just having fun. Is that all she's doing? Is that what she's saying? That's all I do. Is just do awesome things all day. I hang out at the beach, hang out with my hot friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally. That's pretty nice. Listen, if your goal in life is to not have Mark hate you, you are going about things the wrong way.
What the? You know what? What the fuck is going on in this world? What happened to entertainment? This is just fucking. I'm sick of these YouTubers.
Well, apparently people. She has like 3 million subscribers.
There's hundreds of these girls with millions of subscribers.
I don't see anything entertaining or interesting. Just nothing. But someone likes it.
Here's
3 million
though.
Someone's.
Here's the thing.
The hot girl factor.
It doesn't take. Fuck this song. It doesn't take anything. To get a subscriber, for me to subscribe to this is a click.
I know. I subscribe and never watch it again. Meanwhile, she's crowing about her millions of subscribers, but it means fucking nothing. And now she can take those subscribers, go to YouTube and say, look at all of them. Me money.
This video has nearly 10 million views, so.
Yeah. There you go. But all right, she's probably making a living now. She doesn't need a job. That's why she's literally just hanging out at the beach all day with her fucking buddies.
But how long is this going to last
giving
for
her
all
a
these
check.
People?
I don't know.
It can't last forever, right?
Of course not.
When she's 50, no one's watching her fucking videos.
Well, the young people who are watching her shit now are going to be old. They would have moved on with their lives. And the new young people aren't watching some old person.
Yeah.
There's some new shit going on. It's not even, YouTube doesn't even exist anymore.
And these people couldn't do their own show because they couldn't maintain.
Are you sure? Because you know YouTubers go to like fucking like comedy clubs around the country. They go
some.
On tour.
Some.
Yeah. Like they fucking manage it. Like they don't even have an act. They just do whatever shit they're doing on YouTube. Just go up on stage. Someone's paying them.
This next asshole wants us to delete our Facebook for some goddamn reason.
Well, I did. I don't know. You know, it's probably not for the reasons he's telling me, but I did a long time ago.
You have another one, though.
Yeah, I have a fake one.
A fake? It's real.
I mean, it's a real one, but it's not like me. My name's not on there.
Right now, this is real talk. So if you can't take that, click that back button. If not, you are welcome to leave your opinion in the comments below. This is not some juvenile act
of
rebellion to
go. Why are you angry,
attention.
This guy?
This is a carefully thought out strategic move from my personal and professional
life
to show the
smart.
Powers that be that I still have
a
voice and it's worth protecting.
Smart,
so what am I
not.
Doing exactly? I'm deleting Facebook from my life. Permanently. And you should too. Recently, you may have noticed a new feature incorporated into the Facebook mobile app called listening. This grants
I haven't.
Facebook the
I don't,
permission
is that a real
to
thing?
Use your microphone on your smartphone.
So
when you're
is.
Posting a status,
I do, I've never seen it. I mean, I'm not studying it, but
so it can
maybe he's making some shit up. Maybe this is a goof.
And then correctly identify music and TV shows, and then it'll just put it on your status at the end. Facebook claims that these recordings never leave your phone. Lies. You think me stupid?
I don't.
Facebook?
You know what?
The only way that you can
I think he's making this shit up.
Song is by
because
sending that data
I haven't seen it.
Or they had it for like 5 minutes and people complained they got rid of it.
Yeah. As far as I know, that's not a thing.
For processing. So if the recording never leaves my phone, that means that all the processing is done on my phone, which it isn't. And that during this request, my phone doesn't need to be connected
if
to the
If that
internet,
were a real thing, I wouldn't be a fan.
Magically has petabytes and petabytes
and
of
pedophiles.
Data pertaining to every single song and TV show on the planet, which it can't. So what are you doing with that aggregated data, Facebook? Selling it to the highest bidder? Actually, truth be told, I'm super excited about this feature because honestly, for the past 20 minutes,
up?
I had no idea what I was watching or listening to. And I really don't have the mental power to type it out myself. But don't worry, the app's not always listening. Just when
I think anyone who needs to put music behind their speech
is because they're saying nothing.
Yeah.
I know. You know what? From now on, why don't we just have some little ditty going on in the background?
Why not?
Some nice beat. Do we have to have, like, most of them on YouTube have some silly little some nonsense? Could we have cool music? Or it doesn't have the same effect?
Well, it's got to be generic.
Well, yeah.
Because otherwise, you know, it's illegal.
Copyright shit, yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, you know, you're all set.
I guess. I'm going to have to work on that, though.
Well, here we got music. Let's play Hypnotica in the background of all our shows.
It's not the same.
Close. So it's, why should you quit your Facebook? Because they're listening to your conversations. They're taking pictures of your girlfriend nude and jerking off to her.
Yeah, and there's a sexy lady talking in the background sometimes.
Ignore her.
It's a little distracting, honestly.
Well, I put it in post, I guess.
Yeah, because I wouldn't be able to talk.
How's that different than his music?
You're posting a status, unless there's a bug in the code. And in 6 months' time, after someone uncovers that bug, Facebook's response is, whoops, how'd that get there? But don't worry, this feature is optional. That is, until it's not. And Facebook decides to quietly update
the... I know, Facebook is so fucking evil.
Listen.
This guy's right.
I'm going to tell you something. Everyone is fucking evil. Get over it. Businesses, you know what they want? They want our fucking money. That is all they want.
And you know what?
They don't give a fuck. They want our money.
We're on Facebook for free, and the price to pay is them selling our fucking information.
I guess. I mean, it is a free service.
It's faceless information. They're not saying, hey, here's Mike, what Club Mike Land Jr. is watching. No. They're saying, this many people are watching this. This many people are liking this stuff.
Well, you know
what? That's what they do. It's fucking harmless.
That's fine. But now I have to put my phone in the bathroom when I go watch internet porn so it can't hear it. Because I don't need them knowing.
Don't you watch internet porn on your phone?
Shit! Well, actually, sometimes I use my computer. Depends. I don't know.
So for now, I'll just have this in the background of our shows.
I guess.
That'd probably be a lot more
entertaining.
That guy does it. Well, yeah. Because then people could just listen to music if they don't like what we're saying.
Because it's so... the music is so kick-ass, yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Want to hear some real good music?
Well, you're in luck because we have the number 10 song in the country right now. It is a...
Oh, it changed. Last week, the number 10 song was like From the Hills or something, wasn't it?
It's Fetty Wap. Remember that guy with one eye who did that other song about making pancakes?
Yeah.
There's another hit by him called
Waffles.
My Way featuring some guy named Monty.
Making waffles. All right.
Yeah, baby.
French toast. Syrup.
Omelet. Meat omelet. Meat lover's omelet.
Baby, won't you come my way?
Grand slam.
Can I keep you on my bed?
This guy's not particularly a good singer. Is that his thing?
No, but he sings like all weird, like how he does. So now, you know, people like it.
So we should think of some weird way to sing in part of putting out albums.
I sing like a robot. Ooh, I'll be Steven and the Hawkins, and we all sing like robots.
Good idea.
Yeah. We're not robots. We are men in chairs.
Suck my robo penis.
You know what? I mean, I'm a fucking broken record, but...
This is shit.
Everyone likes shit.
This is a complete hunk of shit.
And people like his music. You know, there are millions of people right now driving around in their cars listening to this and fucking loving it. They're cranking this shit.
Singing along on their arms, like going with the
wind. Waving around.
Outside their window and...
Yeah.
They're looking at their friend in the face and laughing. Ah, singing along.
Yeah,
having such a good time.
I hope they're using both arms to wave. That way they're not holding on to their steering wheels.
And they crash.
Yeah. That's my hope.
I always think about if I ever got a really big car accident, like, my music would still be blaring. Like, you just hear Metallica blaring and as my corpse still, like, bleeds
out.
Well,
if I get into a bad car accident, when they pull me out, you're going to hear HotDogWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, tell a friend.
I'm dead.
Yeah, they're going to hear me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but everyone's an asshole. Everyone has horrible taste. And this is just the world we live in now, so that's pretty cool.
The song of the week from the 1980s, here is Cruel Summer.
Now this is a beat. When they start singing, kind of waiting for it. The 80s, they had a lot of long intros. See,
is this the original? I'm gonna pick one that wasn't the original.
Nah, I don't know. Whatever.
I'd be mad. I hate when they do that.
What's the matter? That's on you, man. What the fuck? I don't know what the original sounds like, so. What the
fuck? There we go. This is the real one. Listen, I'm not
sounds the same to me.
I'm not listening to some fake shit, Mark.
Yeah.
It's Bananarama with Cruel Summer. The other one was like some 80s cover band, I'm sorry.
It was not Bananarama? Is that what you're telling me?
Nope.
What was that show? Oh, that was a Banana Splits. It's a different thing, right? It's like a show in the 70s or was it 80s?
You know, it might have been. You know what they do a lot? They like re-release the same song with the same artist, but it's not the original recording because they don't own that anymore. And they do like the re-recording, and there's something like a little off about it. You're like,
yeah, because this sounds exactly the same. And yeah,
I get fooled. You get fooled by this because you'd be like, holy shit, like this CD is like $2 for its hits of the 80s. You put it in, like, what the fuck is this? And it'll say in the bottom, like, all original artists, but they're not the original recordings.
Yeah. Whatever. I don't buy CDs, I wouldn't know, but. I can imagine this being played, you know, as part of a movie.
Every summer's cruel because, you know, you get these expectations and they fall apart.
Oh, yeah. When you're a kid, summer is going to be the fucking best. You know, no school. You're going to just be having so much fun. You know what? Mostly it's pretty boring. I mean, yeah, there's no school, so that's cool. But, you know, you hang out with your friends, you know, and just wander around. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Wish I could do that now.
Yeah.
You know what else I wish I could do now?
Go to hotshotwhiskers.com.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish I could too, but we can't.
Yeah.
Internet hasn't been invented yet, but because it's only 1982. But I mean, when it is, when it's in like full swing, well, we will go. So, hotshotwhiskers.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, tell a friend. And you go home.